The ACLU sues to halt a gender-affirming care ban shortly after the governor signs it. A House committee makes changes to a bill remaking the state's public health system, and Indiana jurors would get paid a lot more under a bill nearing the governor's desk. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
Governor Eric Holcomb signed legislation that bans medicinal and surgical gender-affirming care for anyone under age 18, saying gender transitions should happen as an adult. Hours later, the ACLU of Indiana filed suit to halt the new ban, arguing it violates the Constitution's protection against discrimination and its guarantee of equal protection under law. A House committee added more core services that local public health departments would have to offer in order to get new increased funding from the state. Those departments would now have to provide preventative care for conditions including obesity, diabetes, cancer, and behavioral and mental health challenges. And a bill to boost juror compensation is close to becoming law. Indiana jurors are among the worst paid in the country, earning the equivalent of less than minimum wage. The legislation would double that compensation, making them some of the highest paid in the country. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.